with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, we didn't dive too deep into our chili recipe for this Ada chili cook-off.
I blame the Scotch ale.
Right, and I don't think we're going to dive real deep into our chili recipe because our competition might be listening.
Because they're so inclined. Right. The purse is so big.
Right, it's huge. No, but I'm really looking forward to this next weekend. It's a fun event. And if you've got time, Ada is right on M21 on the east side of Grand Rapids. Wherever you're listening, come down. I know that last year or a couple of years ago, my cousin from the Lansing area heard us on the radio talking about this and came over and spent some time with us. Just a lot of fun. It's a great Saturday drive, 11 to 4. You get to try some wonderful chili. You get some great beers. Now they've got Copper Craft Distillery there. They got Vandermill Cider. Whatever your poison is, man, get after it. But that's on Saturday, December 7th, a week from today.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Right, 11 to 4. Good time. There'll be plenty of chili. Bob, we're bringing 10 gallons.
I know it. That's going to be a trick.
Right.
So one of the chili styles that you can do is Cowboy Rob's Cowboy Chili.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say Rob Russell without,
right,
I guess, saying that he's been a friend of mine for, I don't know how long, 10 or 15 years, and, well, at least longer than the show's been on, right?
Right.
And Rob is the guy that taught me so much barbecue. Out in Kansas City, he was with a company I was with years ago, Ace of Hearts Barbecue, and we repped and promoted barbecue across the country and traveled together, and he introduced me to Dick Vermeil and so many people, and Rob is terminally ill with cancer, and he has just been brought to hospice, so I guess
he's fighting the fight.
We
say a little prayer for Rob.
Yeah.
Yep.
The fight's almost over now. There's just no way he can recover. So we will not have Rob Russell on our show anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It
because
is.
He's been a huge part of our history.
Yes.
And especially early on, we relied on him a ton. When we were developing content and we wanted an expert, right? That knew what he was talking about, that could impart his knowledge on our listeners.
Well, I guess the point is he's just a wonderful person, and we're going to miss him dearly.
Right. Here, little toast to Rob Russell.
Yep.
Grilling Guys toast. And, Rob, our hearts are with you, brother. And Godspeed. So Rob has a chili recipe, though, that we've emulated. And, you know, and there's no specific recipe for chili, right? You make it by taste and you go. But,
yeah, the one
but the
he
foundation
did,
of this is.
Well, the one he did was called a cowboy chili, and that was it's on our website, thegrillingguys.com, and you can go up there and just punch in cowboy chili and on the search bar, and you'll get the recipe right there. And it's a cool style. It's kind of a Tex-Mex, but it's very specific. And it uses all pinto beans, and it's a very Western style chili. I think the kind of chili most of us in the Midwest make is all over the place, because I taste chilies like you do all
right.
over the place, and everybody kind of has their thing. But yep. You just check out the recipe online. I'm not going to elaborate on it. But I think most of us would make something that we'd call like a Tex-Mex or a kind of a standard chili, which is kidney beans,
right?
Instead of pinto beans.
Right.
And that cowboy chili is a little soupier. I make mine a little thicker.
Right.
So anyway, I like to mix it up, and I like some pinto beans. I like some Great Northerns or some navy beans. Some light and dark kidney beans, So I like to see some color in it, just like
black beans are good in there.
Black beans are good always. Yep. But another chili style that I think a lot of people really have gleaned onto in the household is white chili.
Mm-hmm. White chili usually is a poultry derivative, right? So you can do it with turkey and you can do it with chicken. I think a lot of people use skinless, boneless chicken breasts in that. But I prefer, you prefer, I know, the thigh meat because it's more flavorful to me. I don't think it's any worse or better for you. It's chicken, right? But
right.
But if you can cube up some thigh meat, it just got, it, to me, it has more flavor.
Yeah, or you can
does.
Just grill it and then chop it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because you never, that's a great point, Bob. You never want to put raw chicken in your chili hoping that it'll cook enough to be ready, right? We're always using cooked chicken in our white chilies to make sure that you know, it's not going to break down. You're never going to get it that hot
right.
where it's going to break down. And,
right.
And so chunked up chicken breast or thigh or whatever is great.
So I'll give you my 30-second speed chili. For dads or moms, if you got to make white chili, if you want to make something good for your kids, when I was a young dad, I'd get home, I'd throw the frying pan on, I'd throw the heat on it, I'd put a big pot on the stove, throw the heat on it, I'd start chopping up onions, pour oil in the pan, I would dump the beans, a bottle of those Great Northern beans, in the pot, I'd fill it with water, pour it in the pot, and I'd start the beans getting hot, I'd dump a bottle of salsa in the pot. And in the meantime, my fry pan's heating up. I'd have the onions in by now, sauteing them. I would dump a pound of ground turkey in there, saute them. I'd get some cumin, garlic, and all this stuff. And I'd have that turkey sauteed and browned in about 6 minutes. Now the beans are heating up. The salsa's heating up. And I'd take that all that olive oil and turkey and slide it right in that pot. And about by the time I got to that, it was just about starting to bubble a little bit. I'd throw my pound of shredded Monterey in it. I'd stir it in, shut it down, and put a lid on it. That's right. A 20-minute meal. And I'll tell you, my kids went nuts over it.
Well, there's a lot of good things in there, a lot of great flavors. And you don't have to labor over this, right?
That's
you
a,
really don't have to labor over
that's a 20-minute chili for any of the moms and dads who have to feed their kids quick. Green chili.
Yep. You like this. I've never made it, honestly, so I don't know. If I can't speak.
You've been
to
Colorado.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have it there?
No.
New Mexico?
No.
Oh, you ever been to New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm not
southwestern Colorado in particular, southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, they grow the hatch chili.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they make a chili out of it, and you smoke a pork butt, and you put a bunch of these chilies in there. There's no beans in it. And that's what you're prejudicing. It's missing the beans. It looks weird. Looks wrong. There's tomatillas in it. There's
another green
cilantro.
Vegetable, right? Another
it's
green
a beautiful
vegetable.
Green chili.
Right.
And it's fantastic. I'll tell you what is really good on a nice omelet.
Ooh.
You make a chorizo cheese omelet with some peppers in it, and you pour this on top. Oh, it
those
is.
Those hatch peppers are a hot pepper, right?
They're
but they only come from that little geographic region.
Yep.
In southern Colorado, northern New
you
Mexico.
You can get them. They sell the little cans of them in Meijer.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Huh. I've never had them.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Wow.
And then another one is that you know I'm a big fan of is Cincinnati-style chili.
Right.
And if you're ever around the Cincinnati or Ohio area, you'll see a bunch of these Skyline chili franchises. It's very, very popular. It reminds me of Chick-fil-A. When you walk in, there's a bunch of nice kids who are really happy, and the place just buzzes. But more importantly, Cincinnati chili has like cinnamon, chocolate, mm-hmm. and flavors in it that don't really come out, but yet there's this really cool flavor.
It makes
that's
it complex.
It's so good.
Right,
yeah. It's so good. You just, you have to love it.
Yeah. Well, there you are. There's several styles, and I'm sure we've only scratched the surface on those. But coming up next, I think the seasoning in a chili is a huge, huge piece of what makes a great chili. And we're going to dive into some of the seasonings that we might use in our championship chili. Stick with us. We'll be back.